And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Welcome back. We're counting down the top 20 albums of 2014. The most played albums charting across the nation from all of the campus and community radio stations that report to earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland is on the other side of the mic. And Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every single week at that fine website and published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You can find the national top 50 there every Tuesday evening, which is compiled by several campus community radio stations submitting their top 30 albums of the week. That is about 30 plus stations submitting charts every single week, and also specialty charts, which include electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, as well as monthly and, believe it or not, yearly countdowns, which we're bringing you today. You can also find interviews, reviews, and many more features, so go check it out.
All kinds of stuff. You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. And I know most people don't know this, but sometimes, Brian, when you're talking, I don't pay attention, and then I do stupid things like look at Facebook while I'm not paying attention, and I almost started laughing while you were talking, because I know you've probably seen this video of a young lady who puts a watermelon in a slingshot and lets go, and the watermelon comes back and hits her in the face, and it's really unfortunate but kind of hilarious. I almost lost it. I almost started laughing, but anyway, so I'll start paying attention more while you're talking.
Your 2015 resolution.
That's my resolution for
stop
the radio
watching
show.
Videos.
Yeah. While we're doing this, so we're gonna have the top 10 in this hour of the program, plus a couple more interviews. Stephen Karlick is gonna join us again as well, and a little later on, Brian will let you know some of the albums that topped in the respective charts on Earshot-Online, the website where we get the charts. But coming up, Stephen's going to be talking about some of the news stories that made headlines, and we didn't talk about it, and I'm not going to talk in depth about it. I'll only mention it. I'm not going to say anything about it other than we didn't talk about Giango Meshi, and probably for good reason, because it was just a very complex issue and very complex story. So, but that was one of the stories. It was their top story. We didn't touch that one. We talked about several others though, and all kinds of things that made the news in terms of music this year. So you'll hear about that. We're going to kick things off. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10, and we'll roll from there.
I just hope you don't do that with other people that you're interviewing. It's like, oh, sorry, Stephen McBean. Just a moment. I have to watch this cat video.
Oh, sorry.
Kid catches their hair on fire when they're blowing out their birthday cake. Just a second.
I was watching a video, and a cat jumped out of a cake and scared a kid, and the house caught on fire. So anyway, you were saying
back
about your album.
Yeah. All right. Number 10, it is bad, not good. Probably one of the best bands I saw this year. Pretty awesome show at Halifax Pop Explosion in the fall. And from their most recent release, 3, you're going to hear a track called Triangle. We'll be right back.
Pink Mountaintops have had a successful year with their fourth studio album released back in April. The band is led by Stephen McBean, and Stephen joins us to chat about the album. Stephen, it's good to have you join us.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
No problem. And this being your fourth album under Pink Mountaintops, did you go for anything different on this album in terms of the sound compared to your previous releases?
Not intentionally. I mean, different people played on the record and recorded it in a different studio, and this one was more with a live band, so the vibe was a little different than the last one, which was, you know, more overdubs and put together in the basement.
And the album Get Back was widely successful, spending lots of time on our charts, and you're also involved with several other bands, including the popular Black Mountain. Do you find it hard or challenging to juggle being involved with multiple groups?
No, it's just the only problem that ever comes up is, like, number of days in a year. No, you know, it's a good problem to have.
So, what does 2015 look like for Pink Mountaintops?
Pink Mountaintops, as far as right now, probably just a long sleep. Gonna start making the new Black Mountain record in March, so we're just writing for that. Doing a bit of a touring with Obliteration, but mostly focusing on the Black Mountain record. So I guess we'll be our fourth official, volume four.
Awesome. And so that'll be, Pink Mountaintops will kind of take a little bit of a backseat then for Black,
like,
Mountain.
The 7-inch just came out with a couple of songs that didn't go on the record. Came out on a French label called April 77. Yeah, as far as touring or recording, yeah, gonna have a nap on that one for a while.
When you're writing for Pink Mountaintops, will that continue to happen? Maybe ideas will come in and you'll put that maybe on a burner or continue to write, at least keeping it fresh?
I'm always writing, so sometimes things end up being Pink Mountaintop songs or Black Mountain or whatever, you know? And sometimes, yeah, I mean, certain ones are obvious, but sometimes they find homes. With other bands.
Stephen, congratulations on a successful year, making it to number 9 in the countdown for the entire year.
Thanks. Cheers.
Here's a track from Get Back, the fourth album for Pink Mountaintops, at number 9 this week. Stick around for more of the charts coming up on the Earshot 20.
Nighttime.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Curtains by Timber Tambor at number 8 from the album Hot Dreams. And number 9 was Pink Mountaintops. Get back and hear the track The Second Summer of Love. And thanks so much to Stephen McBean for chatting with us this week.
And I must say, we were a well-traveled show this year, even though we didn't do... we only had one live on location show that we did. We did do quite a few we worked out quite a few partnerships with lots of local and beyond festivals that were going on. Hope to do that more this year, and we are going to be doing that next week. You'll hear about Shivering Songs, which is happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and we're going to be doing a little contest with that. So hope to do that a lot more, but we did get to go to some cool things. You get to go to Halifax Pop. We were in Sackville as well, and all kinds of stuff that went on last year, and Harvest Jazz and Blues you were at as well.
Yeah, so. I was at Harvest Jazz and Blues. We were at Sappy Fest. We were at Halifax Pop Explosion. We're going to be going to Shivering Songs and so much more.
Lots of traveling to do. All right, we've got some more music to bring you, and we're going to be chatting with Stephen Karlik coming up in just a few minutes as well, so stick around for that.
This one was topping the charts over a couple of months, and it is at number 7. It's from Halifax's Monomyth. Saturnalia Regalia is their latest, and you're in here track called Medicine Man. After that, at number 6, Death From Above, 1979, The Physical World is their most recent record. You're going to hear Train Wreck, 1979.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Around
That was Trainwreck 1979 by Death From Above 1979 from the record The Physical World at number 6 and the 7th most played record across Canadian campus and community radio in 2014 was Monomyth's Saturnalia Regalia on Mint Records, and you heard Medicine Man.
And the second hour of the Earshot 20, of course, continuing the countdown of the top 20 albums of 2014. Hope you're enjoying the show and hope you're enjoying all of our segments. We're going to get back to the phone line, chat one more time with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, friend of ours here and the senior editor there. And of course, talking about 2014, it wouldn't be a good wrap if we didn't talk about some of the big news stories, some of the things that broke over the year in terms of music news. And we're going to kick that off with a little bit of news from Stephen on Ariel Pink. And I know you guys had on Exclaim the top news stories of 2014. You had a top 10, and Ariel Pink made it in.
Yes, every year we do a top 10 newsmakers. So the people, the figures, the bands that sort of dominated the headlines that year. And one of them was, of course, Ariel Pink. For both good and bad reasons, he released his excellent album, Pom Pom, this year, the first half of which is really incredible. It's a really great album. The second half, not as good, but it shows that Ariel Pink is still in fine form. Unfortunately, as he was promoting his album, he tends to say some questionable things. He, first of all, claimed that he was writing music with Madonna, and at the same time sort of slagged her off, saying she had been on a, quote, downward slide since her debut album, and that his addition to her new album was a return to values, which was sort of weird. Canadian electropop artist Grimes accused him of, quote, delusional misogyny on Twitter, and his response to her was that she was, quote, stupid and retarded. Not the most eloquent way to respond to that. In the end of all of it, he was widely referred to as the, quote, most hated man in indie rock, according to himself. And he told the New Yorker, quote, everyone's a victim except for small, white, nice guys who just want to make their moms proud and touch some boobies. So that was Ariel Pink's year, summed up. One of the big, he sort of tended to dominate the headlines as he went about his business, both musical and unfortunately social.
Knows how to make friends, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And also making news and making waves was Taylor Swift this year.
Yeah, funny year for Taylor Swift in that she had the biggest selling album of 2014, but she also got a lot of critical acclaim for her album 1989. A lot of critics very on Taylor Swift's side. She created some controversy with her first single, Shake It Off, the video of which prompted people like Earl Sweatshirt to accuse her of stereotyping black people, so there was some controversy there with the video. But the album sort of set an incredible record by selling 1.287 million copies in its first week, which was the biggest debut in over a decade since Eminem's The Eminem Show in 2002, which is pretty insane when you think about how the music industry has changed since then. People attributed that to the fact that Swift removed her album from Spotify before it was released, which made it so that people had to buy the album. Pretty cool thing to do, I think. Almost kind of a punk move, if you think about it. She was hated on. Her song Welcome to New York was disparaged by rapper LP, who was not a fan, although the song was adopted by the city of New York, interestingly enough. Billy Bragg dissed her marketing strategy of pulling it from Spotify and then apologized when he realized he'd gotten some information wrong. Kendrick Lamar was on radio with Hot 97, where he freestyled over the Shake It Off beat, a very fast beat, so it was pretty impressive, and Taylor Swift responded in kind by posting an Instagram of her enjoying his song, Backseat Freestyle. So a busy year for her, kind of a cool year for her, and a very divisive figure, especially among music critics.
She's got a lot of star power, and she has had a very successful year, so good for her. And one more story to round it all out. We'll talk a little bit about Morrissey. He had a pretty interesting year this year.
Yes, it was another year of the former Smiths singer being as Morrissey as possible, remaining in the headlines all year. Part of that was due to his new album, World Peace Is None of Your Business, which was his first solo effort since 2009's Years of Refusal. He apparently wasn't satisfied with the marketing campaign behind the album and entered a rather bizarre back and forth with Harvest Records, who finally agreed to release his album after years of being without a label. Morrissey was thus dumped from the label amid stunts that featured his band wearing F Harvest t t-shirts on stage. He also sadly canceled yet another tour due to health complaints. He allegedly called out a hit on a blogger, which was really weird. He then went, he denied it, but it was, there were allegations that he ordered a blogger who he did not like to be killed, which is very odd. I'm not sure how much truth is in that. He condemned Canada for its seal hunt yet again and feuded with our Ministry of Fisheries over that and a number of other issues he had. It was also revealed that he'd been treated for cancer. So a very up and down year for Morrissey. But he's still around, still being Morrissey.
Crazy, crazy year. And well, we'll see if something comes from him this year. But great, great stuff. And you can check out all of that news at exclaim.ca. And if I am to predict, I don't know if this will ever make it onto your website, but I really want it to, because I want to know what people think about the to predict a 2015 top story would be how silly people can be on social media when they, because I know that you've probably seen this, talking about people tweeting that Paul McCartney is going to get rather become a rather large star thanks to Kanye West.
Yes, that was a pretty big story. It's funny though, because now media wrote about a couple of people tweeting about that, but one of those tweeters was actually joking. So I mean, there's also a lesson I think to be learned from jumping down people's throats before you know the context of what they're writing about. But it does come with the after Outkast was sort of questioned for being at Coachella as a new generation who only knew them for Hey Ya, called Outkast one-hit wonders. they were like, what are Outkast doing at Coachella? They're one-hit wonders just because of Hey Ya, which prompted much fury and hand-wringing from old-school hip-hop fans who know just how important the duo are to hip-hop culture and history.
Well, there you go. We'll see what happens for 2015, but we'll leave it at that for now. And I'm going to throw it over to you for your song pick of the week. Thanks very much, Stephen, for joining us. And we'll be back next week, of course, to kick things off for 2015.
Thank you. This one is my song pick of the week and also of the year. One of my favorite songs of the year from my favorite album of the year. It's called New Dorp, New York. It's a song from Subtract's album Wonder Where We Land, which I talked about earlier in the program. It's featuring Ezra from Vampire Weekend, the singer of that band. It's a sort of nonsensical, it's got nonsensical lyrics, but the music itself is undeniable. The second I heard it, I loved it, and at the end of the year, it was still the song I played the most. It's called New Dorp, New York, and it's on Earshot Radio right now.
Earshot Extra.
My girl got a minimum, keep stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth, operator looking like a bum. My girl's got a city to run, got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
And he thinks I'm the negative one.
Flag slapping in Manhattan, New Dope, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil, peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flag slapping in Manhattan, New Dope, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil, peak of the empire, top of the rock.
My girl's got a little shtick. Keep you cooped up in the kitchen while you feed the cake. Keep you waiting in the window while the tank just ticks. My girl got a limousine. Got a full-time job just to keep it clean. Got a speaker in the truck, you know where's the tongue.
You think I'm the negative one.
Flag slapping in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flag slapping in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on the empire, top of the
rush. New York, New York. New York, New York.
Late nights of black Israelites. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs. Late nights of black Israelites. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home run.
I got a baseball bat, never hit home run. My girl got a minimum. Leave it stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth, operator looking like a bum. My girl got a city to run. Got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun. New York, New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York.
My girl's got a city to run. My girl got a city to run. My girl got a city to run.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Big Shot by the Pack AD from Do Not Engage at number 4. And at number 5 was The New Pornographers from Brill Bruisers. You heard the title track. And I have to say, I didn't predict what would be number 1 correctly, but I actually thought that any of the numbers from number 2 through number 5 might be number 1, but it was something completely different. The Pack AD were at the top of the charts a lot. They set a record for the number of consecutive weeks at number 1, but I guess at the end of the day, that doesn't necessarily matter, because some weeks it might be very, very close for who's at number 1, and I don't necessarily know. You know, we don't have all the ins and outs and details
of the
point system and all that, and so, you know, it's pretty interesting to see what sort of how it shaped up at the end of the year. Needless to say, tons of awesome music every week, and especially this week, can be found on Earshot.
Yeah, and thanks to Stephen Karlick for joining us on the program, and we'll be talking to him, of course, throughout 2015, as we do every week when we start regular episodes next week. And his song pick from his favorite album was Subtract, and New Dorp, New York was the song. And so that was a pretty cool tune, and you should check out all the albums and all the great lists that Exclaim had to share for 2014. Before we get to the next little bit, and we get to the top three, be cool to share a few of the albums that that topped charts on earshot-online.com, which is the website where we get our countdown from, get the charts from every week. And big thanks to the National Campus Radio Association for supplying this, and for all the folks at Earshot that do all the work that they do every week, because if not, we wouldn't have the show. We wouldn't be here.
Absolutely, yeah. So as we always allude to, there's loads of specialty charts on the website for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, folk, roots and blues, and loud. And there are top charts for all of those as well. The number ones are, most of them are reflected here, but some of them aren't actually in the top 20. At the electronics charts is Caribou, who we're going to hear from coming up in the next set of music. Hip-hop topping the charts was Eloquence, Green Apples and Oranges EP. International was the Soul Jazz Orchestra with Inner Fire. That was number 31 and the number one on international. Jazz was Bad Bad Not Goods 3, which you've heard at the beginning of this hour at number 10. Loud was Comeback Kid with Die Knowing. And Folk Roots and Blues was Del Barber with the album Prairiography.
Well, exciting stuff. So check that out. Again, earshot-online.com. Like, drive traffic there and get a feel for some of that music, and maybe give some of it a listen. If you're not familiar with some of those artists, you could become your soundtrack for 2015. Who knows?
Yeah, we should also mention super quickly, because we didn't do a regular show over the last couple of weeks, and as well as this week, the charts sort of slow down a little bit over the holidays. There were charts for one of the weeks and not the other week, only a few stations reporting. But when we ended off the year, Caribou had been topping number one for about 10 weeks running, and this week for January the 6th, 2015, still only about a dozen stations charting, and next week you should probably find the charts will be back to normal with about 30 plus stations reporting, and we'll bring you those charts. But this week's number one was Ariel Pink.
Okay, exciting stuff. Stuff to look forward to within the coming weeks, but we do have to finish out the top 20 of 2014. We're going to do that right now. First, kicking it off with number 3.
At number 3, it's Caribou from the record Our Love. You're going to hear a track called Julia Brightly. And after that, Mac DeMarco at number 2 with the album Salad Days and a track called Let Her Go. What's at number 1? Keep it locked right here, and you'll find out very shortly.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
And we are at the spot, the number one spot for 2014. It's crazy that another year is done, but it is, and the countdown is almost finished. Take a break right now. Before we get to that record, we're going to chat with the man behind it all. Chad Van Galen is at number one this week with his album Shrink Dust, and he joins us again on the Earshot 20. Welcome back to the show, Chad.
Thanks, man.
And so, what was 2014 like? It must have been crazy with the release of the record, and just how did things go with that once you put the record out?
2014 altogether wrapped up was good. It was kind of flew by pretty quick. It's been a while since I put out a record, so.
Was there anywhere that or any one event or concert that you played? Anything that was that stuck out to you as really memorable for the year?
Yeah, we played a really fun show in Copenhagen. That was good. There was people were excited, and my friend Rob, we picked up my friend Rob and jumped on our bus as a surprise and came out to the show. I know that doesn't really sound that exciting.
Well, it was exciting for you, so that's always good.
Yeah.
And so what does 2015 look like for you?
2015 looks good. It looks, it's kind of the first time that I've really just, everything's kind of caught up to where it should be. I don't feel like I need to put out another record this year, but I really feel like I want to, which is good. Yeah, just kind of like sewing up a few things right now. I'm taking January to write and record a bunch of new stuff, so I don't know if anything will happen. I haven't really put any pressure on myself for anything to happen, so doing lots of drawing, doing lots of painting, hanging out with my kids a lot, going skating a lot, which is pretty exciting. Both my kids know how to skate now, so I can like stop being like hunched over and like holding them up. So my lower back pain is gone. I'm taking less Advil.
Awesome. Well, yeah. it sounds like there's a lot on the horizon for 2015. We'll see what happens, but definitely look forward to anything that you're going to put out. And of course, we love it, and Campus and Community Radio across Canada has loved it so much that you're sitting at number one, and we congratulate you on that.
Oh man, I want to thank everybody just for even caring at this point, because I definitely don't expect it, and I really appreciate it. So thank you, everybody, for giving a poop.
Chad, best of luck with 2015.
Thanks, buddy.
Here is Shrink Dust right now, number one on the charts. You're going to hear a track from that. We'll be back one more time after this to wrap it all up for you. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20. It's the Earshot 20.
And rounding out the top 200 of 2014, the most played record in Canada across community radio was Chad Van Galen's Shrink Dust, and you heard a track called All in Combine. You also heard it with Let Her Go by Mac DeMarco from Salad Days, number two. And number three was Caribou, Our Love with Julia Brightly.
And that does it. The top 20 of 2014 complete, which means next week we start all over again for 2015. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We are on every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time at our home station, Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. I'd like to give them a shout out for carrying the program.
You can hear us on Small Town Radio in Ontario's West Northumberland County, CHOY in Nanaimo, BC, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope at Ryerson University, X Radio, CHMA, Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, East Coast Kitchen Party.net, CKMS Sound FM in Waterloo, Ontario, Radio Laurier, CFUV in Victoria, BC, Bay of Islands Radio in Cornbrook, Newfoundland, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Cortez Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, CICV in Lake Cowichan, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CKXU Lethbridge, Alberta, CJMP Powell River, BC, CKAR in Hunter's Bay, Peach City Radio, and VOBB, the voice of Bond Bay and Norris Point, Newfoundland. So many awesome stations carrying the show. And thank you to all of them and anybody that has carried us in 2014 and anybody that were going to pick up the show in 2015. Check your local schedules.
Thanks a lot to them for carrying the program. You might also be listening to us if you are catching the program or downloading from radioforall.net or podcasting this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. Join us next week. We start the countdown of 2015, the top 20, very first top 20 of 2015. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.